If you're hearing this, well done. You found a way to connect to the internet. Welcome to the QAA Podcast Premium Episode 316. Candace Owens goes rogue. As always, we are your hosts, Jake Rakotansky,
Julian Fields,
and Travis View. Right-wing conspiracists can disagree with each other and even get into feuds, but often the conspiracies they spread broadly serve the same kind of reactionary agenda. There's some kind of unity, even behind the infighting. But Candace Owens breaks from this tradition. She's eager to promote whatever wild theory pops into her inbox and pays no mind if it aggravates other people in the right-wing media space or even her former friends. She doesn't even seem to care if the claims she promotes are otherwise ignored by other American conspiracists because it seemingly has little relevance to an American audience. We saw this recently when she promoted the theory, which she got from French conspiracists, that Brigitte Macron is secretly a trans woman. She went all in on that claim, even to the point of getting sued by the Macrons over her aggressive promotion. We're seeing this again now over her promotion of conspiracy theories regarding the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Recently, Erica Kirk, the widow of Charlie Kirk, appeared on the Fox News program Outnumbered to rail against someone unnamed.
Oh boy.
Call me what you want, go down that rabbit hole, whatever. But when you go after my family, my Turning Point USA family, my Charlie Kirk Show family, when you go after the people that I love, and you're making hundreds and thousands of dollars every single episode going after the people that I love because somehow they're in on this. No.
It's amazing, too. You got to have a lot of energy to do like an infinite press junket, like talk show tour after your husband is like gruesomely murdered right in front of your eyes. It's... This is going to make us not feel good, yeah?
Well, you know, I mean, what's
new?
It's going
to be a bad one. I feel like Candace Owens is like the living, breathing version of the National Enquirer.
I love it. I love it because she is creating a lot of chaos. She is creating a lot of chaos and all these guys who they've had these fault lines forever. Like, you know, and I've been like a kind of, I had to tweet about like Kyle Rittenhouse go big and then Rittenhouse responded to me. And I've just had like just a torrent of like, you know, just shitty like DMs and shit that are I've kind of had some fun playing with. But I will say, like, you can see the fault lines. It's like, okay, one guy is clearly all about Christianity. The other guy just wants to say, like, faggot. He wants to, you know, say the N-word and post like a frog and then call you like a, you know, like whatever. None of these people agree with each other. And I think what we need is a match. We need a fucking match. And that might be Candace Owens. We need a spark.
Like I said, she's interesting because that she seems to be really motivated by real pure attention grabbing and self-interest and like how her theories and how her platform plays into the wider conservative or right-wing media sphere. She doesn't give a fuck. So yeah, Erica Kirk, she's actually really been everywhere, in the media. She's been doing a bit of a tour, and like her kind of like pushing back on conspiracy theories, especially those that are being promoted by Owens, is like part of her message. And she was, even interviewed by the, new editor-in-chief of CBS News, Barry Weiss. Strange subject matter for a major news network station. But during the interview, Erica more directly tells Owens to stop promoting conspiracy theories.
The podcaster Candace Owens, okay? At one time, a friend of Charlie's, at one time, an employee of Turning Point. She has been one of the main peddlers of these conspiracies, and she is making a huge amount of money on it. She is building her business off of these lies. What do you want to say to her and the other people that are putting these lies out into the world right now?
Stop. That's it. That's all I have to say. Stop.
It is so embarrassing how quickly CBS has become.
Yeah.
The other day, they posted a video that, like, yeah, it would have been like Libs of TikTok level thing, where it's like a kind of larger woman with like blue hair, and she, like, from the Ring camera, you can kind of see her spray something. And so they're like, look at how this woman sprays a mysterious thing on the, you know, before. It's like, this is CBS. Wasn't that like, what was the name of that famous guy? Like, they've had like legends and now they have this useless little Zionist.
Had like, Walter Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite! Right. They went from Walter Cronkite to like Barry Weiss and like putting out short form content that's just like, look at this like fat woman with blue hair. Don't we hate her?
Well, yeah, because like the analysis isn't good enough anymore. For so many years, it was just like a panel. It was just like the panel. Like the panel killed information because it's people being like, well, what it could mean, well, what I think is going on. Well, what he's doing right now is he's doing, and it's everybody's just opinion, but that became like not good enough. And so now you've got this like Secret Lives of Mormon Wives level reality television where this woman whose husband was just murdered is like on TV looking as mean and as tough as she can. Oh, it's just, she's like the heel, you know, in wrestling, being like, stop, stop. On a news channel, this is just,
it's
come
not news.
On.
None of this is news. It's, I'm sorry, but it's just, it's pathetic.
It's just television.
In the 3 months since Kirk's assassination, Candace Owens has spun several wild conspiracy theories about that event. Owens rejects the mainstream narrative, which is that Kirk was allegedly killed by Tyler Robinson, who acted by himself with no accomplices. Instead, Owens has alleged that Kirk's death was part of an international conspiracy, possibly involving Israel, Egypt, and France.
Wow. Wow. They're all working together? That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's like when we watched Civil War and it was like, there's an alliance between Texas and California. It's like, uh-huh. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah, we love each other. Actually, yeah, I can't wait to work with those guys. I think about Civil War a lot.
You do? Have you watched that like follow-up that he did where it's just like
straight up
just like Navy SEAL propaganda?
No, not yet. But I fucking love that shit, man.
Someone's giving him money, man. Like, it's crazy.
I don't know. Maybe not.
I mean, you're – whatever. Yeah. I mean, America – it's hard to tell because America's so soaked in this shit that like it's like, yeah, another movie that just like makes our Navy SEALs not look like war criminals.
Owens has responded to Erica Kirk's pleas, seemingly giddy that she was brought into the conversation.
Okay, super fun show today. You're probably seeing the clips, but Erica has gone off on conspiracy theorists. Obviously, every journalist out there is emailing me because it's about me. It's indirect, but it's also about me.
She is looking more and more just kind of like perfectly rounded, like an almond or something.
Her teeth are so white.
She's getting more and more bizarre with time.
She is not drinking any coffee and she is not smoking any cigs.
No, she looks really healthy. Like she's going to outlive us all.
Of course, all these you guys haven't gotten it yet. All of these people are going to win.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're going to die just like everybody else.
But while they're here, they will.
As Tom Waits says, they're all going to be just bones in the ground.
Mm-hmm. But while they're here, they're going to make us suffer.
Always.
The allegations leveled by Owens has sparked a furious outcry against her amongst right-wing media figures. For example, Tim Pool exploded at
Candace. Oh, yeah. This was great.
For example, Tim Pool exploded at Candace for her baseless allegations.
He exploded so hard his beanie flew off.
Candace Owens is a fucking evil scumbag. She is a degenerate cunt.
Oh,
what?
She is burning everything down. And she's gloating and smiling while she does it. And you know what you fucking told me? She has no security. She doesn't fucking deal with the shit we have to deal with. She's a piece of shit. She's making everyone else suffer. And all of these fucking conservatives out there that send me these fucking messages have no fucking balls to call her out.
Oh, it's making it harder to take the $15,000 a show from the Russian government. Oh.
I retract my statement. They're not going to win. These people are going to kill each other.
Yeah,
actually.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
They're actually imploding.
You've been listening to a sample of a premium episode of the QAA podcast. For access to the full episode, as well as all past premium episodes and all of our podcast miniseries, go to patreon.com/QAA. Travis, why is that such a good deal?
Well, Jake, you get hundreds of additional episodes of the QAA podcast for just $5 per month. For that very low price, you get access to over 200 premium episodes, plus all of our miniseries. That includes 10 episodes of Man Clan with Julian the Nanny, 10 episodes of Perverts with Julian and Liv, 10 episodes of The Spectral Voyager with Jake and Brad, plus 20 episodes of Trickle Down with me, Travis View. It's a bounty of content and the best deal in podcasting.
Travis, for once, I agree with you. And I also agree that people could subscribe by going to patreon.com/QAA.
Well, that's not an opinion. It's a fact.
You're so right, Jake.
We love and appreciate all of our listeners.
Yes, we do. And Travis is actually crying right now, I think, out of gratitude, maybe?
That's not true. The part about me crying, not me being grateful. I'm very grateful.